I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio 91.5 KIOS FM. Matt and Sylvia Friedman are in Omaha today to present talks as part of their 90 Talks in 90 Days attempt to educate people about modern slavery. Matt Friedman has spoken to the UN, the World Bank, and the Vatican on this subject. Some of the content you're about to hear may not be suitable for younger audiences. Human trafficking is a global concern affecting millions of people. After encountering firsthand traffic victims on the streets of Nepal as a public health officer, Matt Friedman dedicated his life to anti-trafficking activism and fundraising. He asks how we can change attitudes to human trafficking, get more people involved, and bring an end to slavery in the modern era. Matt Friedman, good morning.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Every 5 seconds, another person enters slavery somewhere in the world. This is an enormous problem. Define the scope of it.
Actually, there's 45.8 million people who are victims of human trafficking. As you indicated, every 5 seconds somebody enters into it. It could be a 15-year-old girl who is tricked and forced into prostitution, forced to serve up to 10, 12 men a day every single day, or a young boy from Cambodia who enters into Thailand, gets tricked onto a fishing boat that goes out for 4 years. He'll work 18, 19 hours a day, 7 days a week, for an entire four-year period of time. If he gets sick or injured, they throw him off the boat. At the end of this, he gets nothing. Many of them don't even survive the experience. Or people who end up in sweatshops where they're forced to basically languish 18, 19 hours a day doing repetitive activities, and they get nothing to show for it.
A changing point for you was your meeting with an 11-year-old girl in Nepal, is that correct?
It's in India, actually.
In India. What happened?
Actually, I was doing some work for the Indian government, going to brothels. I had a police officer with me. I was going from one brothel to the next to ensure that they had public health activities. I went into one brothel, and there was an 11-year-old trafficking victim. This girl saw me, saw an opportunity, ran up and actually wrapped herself around me and said, "Save me, save me. They're doing terrible things to me." I looked down at this child who was wearing a dress that was about 10 sizes too big, hysterically crying. I turned to the police officer, and I said, "Okay, we have to get her out of here." He said, "You can't do that." I said, "What are you talking about? You're a police officer." He said, "Well, where we are with all of this crime taking place, they'll kill us before they'll let us leave." Mm. To make a long story short, we left. We came back with a lot more police, but of course this girl was gone. Every once in a while, we get a test in life. I was supposed to get that girl out. I didn't. I really suffered after that and eventually came to a point where I surrendered myself and said, "Now that I know about this, I can't turn my back on it." And I've been doing this work for 25 years ever since.
Tonight at your talk at UNO, and by the way, that begins at 6 at UNO's Mammal Hall, 6708 Pine Street, with a pre-event reception at 5:30. But tonight you're going to give an update on the state of the art of human slavery and talk about what's really needed to win the fight. I'd like to just have you explore how we can change attitudes to human trafficking, get more people involved. We've got this enormous problem, which is not only enormous, but it's so distant from most of what we experience in our daily lives. How can we go from caring to action?
Well, actually, here in the United States, it's estimated that there's up to 500,000 people in slavery circumstances here in the United States alone.
Not so distant in that respect.
Yeah. So, there's girls that are tricked and forced into prostitution, people who work in agriculture, sweatshops, etc. But one of the things that we say to people is that what we're dealing with here is modern-day slavery. Slavery like what we dealt with 150 years ago with the abolitionist movement. Out of the 45.8 million people out there, last year we helped 48,000 with all the NGOs and governments and UN. So what our message is that for this to change, we need to get ordinary people to step up and do something. Well, what can an ordinary person do?
Well, they have to care, first of all.
Well, they need to know about it first. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is helping people to understand the issue. From that comes the caring side. You can teach your children about the issue. You can share this with other people. You can be a responsible consumer. And before you go and buy a major item, check to see whether the company has a policy. Most of them do. If they do, congratulate them. If they don't, suggest that they do. You can volunteer. There's a lot of great groups here in Omaha and throughout the state that are very interested in this issue. Or you can give. You know, to keep a girl in a shelter in Cambodia costs about $5. The state will put her in for about 2 weeks. Maybe she needs another 2 weeks. So a small contribution to the right organization makes a big difference to a person in need.
Matt Friedman is an international human trafficking expert who is currently CEO of the Mekong Club, an organization made up of Hong Kong-based private sector business leaders who have joined forces to help fight human trafficking in Asia. Sylvia Yu Friedman is a journalist based in Hong Kong and author of the book Silenced No More, Voices of Comfort Women. Matt and Sylvia Friedman talk about human trafficking tonight at UNO. Their lecture is set for 6 through 7:30 at Mamble Hall. A pre-event reception will begin at 5:30 p.m. Both the lecture and reception are free and open to the public. You can get more information at unomaha.edu. Matt Friedman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Michael Lyon.